Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I like word games. Regardless of whatever else I may do in the morning, I will always play a few word games. Wordle, crossword puzzle, spelling bee. They're among my favorites. It is spelling bee in particular that caused this essay. During the course of that game, I will try words that sound good to me, which are rejected by the editors at the New York Times, usually with the smug dismissal, not in the word list. Well, they should be, I say. Then it occurred to me to keep a list of words that should be words. Toothful. Toothful could mean a couple of things. It might mean a big smile like Julia Roberts flashes. Wow, how toothful was that? Or no one does a toothful better than Julia. Another possibility that comes to mind is when you are sitting in an important meeting next to a close colleague and she says, "You have a toothful of spinach." It's embarrassing at first, but after the meeting you thank her. Toothful. Suffer Club. This has a special meaning for us Wisconsinites. We know what a rural supper club is. Bill Murray used to do a marvelous act wherein he was the entertainment at one of those clubs, beatbox behind him, singing the lyrics to the Star Wars theme. There are no lyrics to Star Wars. A supper club has that element, you know, bad entertainment and so much more. The club is designed for negative patrons. There might even be a questionnaire that qualifies you for a reservation, like, have you ever tipped more than 12%? The waitstaff would need to be well-paid and thick-skinned. A standard line when checking back on one of your tables might be, so, is anything okay here? A supper club would serve diners who knew they were going to be disappointed, and they go to the club anyway. Their entire lives have been disappointing. Why change when you eat? Mittening. Mittening refers to the first day in a winter when you insist the children put on their mittens. They are against it, of course, because they are blessed with internal furnaces that will keep them warm and functioning long after you want to run inside. But they put their mittens on because you said. They will lose one or both of their mittens at least once during the winter. You will attach mitten clips to their sleeves. It all seems to be going well, and then they lose a mitten clip. 2 years later, you will find one of the mittens at their school's lost and found. Bag-a-lot. This one is simple. A bag-a-lot is a person who tends to overshop. A bag-a-lot. Felinicity. This word embodies everything that cat lovers possess. Felinicity suggests that you know your cats don't need you. It implies that when you snuggle with them, you are the reason they are on the planet. Felinicity forgives the random upchecking in any number of locations. Felinicity requires that you accept their gifts of dead mice or birds or voles at your feet. You don't want to, but you do. Felinicity says that from the day they came home with you, your life changed for the better. There is one more meaning for the word. Do you know someone who is catty? A person who can't seem to pass up the opportunity whenever another name is mentioned to take a shot at their looks or personality or marriage? It's a knee-jerk reaction. The degree to which one is proficient at cattiness should be called felinicity. Alarm pit. I'm not sure where this next word would fit in an American vocabulary, most likely in a TV commercial. The product is an underarm deodorant called Free Drift. It promises that it will warn you of offensive body odor even before you smell it yourself. Why? Because Free Drift has alarm pit. Microchips in the product react to the bacteria that cause body odor, at which time they produce microvibrations, causing a slight tickle in your armpit. Your very private signal that it's time to wash up and reapply Free Drift. Well, that's it for today. Stay tuned for updates.